Almighty Father, we thank you this morning. You are worthy to be praised. We exalt you. You are God and you will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O Lord. We honor you, Lord. We lift you up higher. We bless your name. You are good and you are kind. Thank you, Father. You are the Lord and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you, Lord. We'll return all glory unto you. We'll say you are God. You are God from beginning to the end. There is no place for argument. You are God and you are God alone. We'll worship you for your mercy and for your grace over us, for your love that cannot be compared, O Lord. We stand on your love. We stand on this grace. We stand on this mercy and we lay our crown. We worship you, Lord. You are good and you are kind unto us. And Father, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 2nd of September, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for the second day of the new month. Honor him for his grace over your life. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the glory of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord Most High is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that no weapon that is formed against me will prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn them. Every evil that is programmed into this day, you are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Every evil word that is pronounced on this day is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that the tokens of the evil is frustrated over me today, because they will not be able to perform their enterprise on me. I stand on the word of the Lord and declare upon my ways today and declare upon my life today that there is no enchantment against me, neither is there any divination against me. For the strength of the Lord is given to me, and I will arise as a young lion. I will devour any form of evil that is sent against me, and I will take spoil of that which is set against me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that which has been programmed into this day as blessing for me, I receive them. In the name of Jesus, I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Oh, in the name of Jesus, my heritage is blessed. My portion in you this day is blessing. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that the Lord make a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that any weapon that is programmed into the day is cancelled, will not prosper over my life. In the name of Jesus, any evil hand that is raised up against me this day, I command such hand to wither. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my life will not produce wrong evidence. In the name of Jesus, my life will begin to yield the result of glorious things. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the hand of the Lord is upon me. I declare that the Lord established his glorious name in my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare this day that my life began to produce the evidence of God's grace. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the goodness of the Lord is confirmed in my life. In the name of Jesus, the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I receive the power of divine recommendation this day. In the name of Jesus, I receive the power of alignment. All things are aligned for me this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that in the name of Jesus, that this day you will serve God's interest in my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, the power of the Lord defend me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every process of shame that is programmed into this day is cancelled over me. In the name of Jesus, processes, movements that will result in shame and disgrace is cancelled over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my hand is strengthened, my life is strengthened. in the name of Jesus. As I go today, I go from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. I declare that I am not trapped in the midst of darkness. The light of God shine upon me in the name of Jesus. I declare today that the Lord will provide for all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, by the grace of God, today we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. Yesterday, we read from the book of Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. And we looked at the word of the Lord, where the scripture says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." As we, by the grace of God, we were able to see yesterday that this verse is giving us a wake-up call for this month of September, for us to have access to the season of refreshing that he has programmed for us into this month. We need to wake up and stay in the place of prayer. It's a wake-up call for this month. It's a call for us to come to the secret place, to the place of intimacy. A call out for prayer and not to faint. A call out for prayer and to stop murmuring. A call out unto prayer and to stop complaining. A call out unto prayer that will begin to speak in the ears of the Lord. He said he will show us great and mighty things. A call to come and access revelation. I said this yesterday, that revelation is the language of the kingdom. It's not the dialect that is in your mouth. It is not English. It's not Yoruba. It's not Hausa. It is not whatever language you can have in your head. The language of the kingdom is revelation. And God is calling you up to access this revelation. Call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you have not seen, that thou knowest not. Great and mighty things that has been hidden even from the foundations of the earth. He has given you a direct link, a direct line to call unto him, and he will show you great and mighty things. A call to arise and pray. I told us yesterday that this month is a month to reawaken your altar of prayer. To reawaken your altar of prayer. As a child of God, as a Christian, your relevance is in the place of revelation, because revelation is given in the place of intimacy. For you to be relevant in the program of God for this season, you have to reawaken your prayer life, reawaken your time, your prayer life, and your study of the scripture. I said this as well yesterday, that the currency for this season is revelation. For you to scale through in this season where we are is revelation. The scripture says, "Call unto me and I will answer you." This morning, by the grace of God, we are still going to look at that particular verse, Jeremiah chapter 33. I want us to read from verse 2. We are going to read verse 2 and verse 3. "Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Call unto the Lord. All you need to do is to call upon him. He is ready at the end of the call to receive your request. All the Lord is telling you today, all you have to do is to go to your place of prayer and call upon him. There is a promise of revelation at the end of the call, and I will show you great and mighty things, wondrous things. Open your eyes to treasures. Give you access to opportunities. Give you access to hidden secret places. Give you access to riches that has been hidden in the dark. All you need do is to call upon him. Call upon the name of the Lord to access the currency for the season. Call upon him. A call to a place of prayer. Rebuild your altar of prayer today. I cannot overemphasize that as a child of God, if there's something to be built in you, it should be your altar of prayer. It's a call to the place of prayer. Call upon me, call unto me, and I will answer you. Psalm 45 verse 18. The Lord is near unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. The Lord is ready. The Lord is closer unto them that call upon him, those that call upon him in spirit and in truth. The Lord is near unto you. All he asks you to do is to call upon him. Is there a need in your life? Oh, of course, he knows your need more than yourself, but he's saying that call upon him. Treasures are not hidden on the surface. I said this yesterday, that treasures are not hidden on the surface. You will have to dig deeper into prayer, into the scripture, to access revelation that is prepared for you, to access that which the Lord has prepared for you. Revelation is available unto you. Revelation is available unto you. Blessings is available unto you. All you have to do is to call upon him in prayer. Do you know that what makes the difference between you and the people outside the kingdom is that you have access to God. You have access to call upon him anytime, anywhere. You have access to call upon him, and he's saying that in the Lord, he will answer you and he will show you great and mighty things. Call upon him, he will answer you, he will rescue you. Call upon him, he will come near unto you, he will come for you, he will arise for your sake. Stop the complaints, stop murmuring. Call out to God, he will answer you, he will show you great and mighty things, things you don't know, things that you have never seen before. All you need to do, dearly beloved, is to call upon the Lord. Understand, beloved, remember I said this, the language of the kingdom is revelation. Prayer and continuous studying of the word is your guaranteed access to great and mighty things. As a child of God, to live your life, to live out your life in ignorance, it is not allowed. Call upon him in truth, and the Lord will show up for you. He will give unto you understanding. He will breathe upon your spirit. He will breathe life into you. He will give you direction. God is never the author of confusion. Call upon him. He will give you direction. He said, I will show you the way, that his eyes will be upon you. He will show you where to go, how to go, what to do, what to say, what even what to wear. The Lord is near unto you. Ignorance is not permitted for you. You cannot live out your days in ignorance. Stand on the word of the Lord. Assess his promises for you. The Lord is near to you. Call upon him. He will answer you. I am going to stop here today, and I want to encourage you, dearly beloved, arise in your place of prayer. Oh, I am busy. I go out early and I come back very late. I'm tired. Yes, in that your busy movement of the day, there is always a prompt from your spirit. The spirit of the Lord will call out to your name. It will connect to you. There will be a prompt for you to pray. At that point, pray. Oh, anytime there is a nudge, there is a hodge, there is a connection between your spirit and the spirit of the Lord, pray, beloved. Do not wait until you get home. Do not wait until you get to a quiet place. That place where you are, right there, pray. Because it's a call out to God. It's a prompt. It's a prompt for you to call upon him, and he would definitely answer you. If there is anything you are going to build up, if there's anything that you are going to keep upright this month, it's your time to pray. 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 When you pray hard, you sit the scripture and you study hard, it's your season to call upon the Lord, and he will answer you. You are not permitted to live out your life in ignorance. You are not permitted to live out your life without access to the deep things that God has prepared for you. Call out unto him. He will answer you. He has prepared it for you even from the ends of the earth. Call upon him. He will arise for your sake. He will answer you. He will be with you in trouble. The Lord is near unto you. Call up unto him. He will answer you. He will show you great and mighty things, which you have never seen, which you don't know. I'm going to stop here today, trusting that by the grace of God, we go further in the word of the Lord. We might still stand upon this, or probably the Spirit of the Lord might push us towards another direction. But just know that this is your season to call upon Him. Call upon the Lord. Call Him when He is near unto you. Call the Lord. Call out unto Him when He can listen to you right now. Call out unto the Lord. He is near. He is ready to listen to you. Call upon Him. It is well with you in Jesus' name. I place the hand of the Lord Jesus upon you. Your spirit is reawakened in the name of Jesus. I connect you with the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The strength to seek His face is released upon you today in the name of Jesus. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, our Lord Jesus is coming. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. The bridegroom is coming. Take care of your lamp so that your oil will not finish, so that your light will not go out, so that the coming of the bridegroom will not come upon you unprepared. Prepare yourself. That light that He has given to you, let it shine. Let it bring others to the kingdom. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And remember, call upon Him.